y'all, welcome back to Lily Her Podcast. I'm your host, Ayan Mariah, and we is back here with another big yarn production, boo. Never have, never will, play no games. Y'all knew that already, though. And it's a special day, special occasion, a real princess birthday, if you didn't know. Round of applause for me. My birthday was actually yesterday, but you know, it's a birthday week. Shout out to all the Sagittariuses. December 21st is my birthday, and I'm turning 21, so it's my golden year. And before I step into my golden year, I wanted to sit down and talk through 21 things that life has taught me by this age, and honestly, a few things that I'm choosing to carry with me into 21 as well. Now, one, starting off heavy, is that no one is coming to save you, boo. And you have to start making the life that you want for yourself. My mom told me when I was young, like when I was in high school, middle school, she was like, Yana, figure out what you want to do. Figure out what you want to do. And I used to be like, girl, like I have time. But I think like that's the real tea. Like figure out what you want to do so you can start making the life that you want for yourself. Now, two is if something bothers you, say it. Still learning this, but silence does turn into resentment. Even the stuff that you bury, baby, they still tend to grow at some moment. So you got to choose what you want to do with that. Now, number three lesson that I learned was that your discernment is key. And to listen to your body, listen to yourself, because we lie to ourselves. And a lot of times, like, you don't trust yourself. So that way, when God or the universe, whatever you believe in, is giving you those downloads, baby, you can't even hear them because you don't know what that voice sounds like. And that was one thing I had to learn. Like, God, the universe, it wouldn't tell you to do anything bad. So listen to yourself, you know, make the right choices. Don't question yourself. Four, find what you love to do and make it profitable. Figure out how you can scale it out in a way to make money from it. I think that'll be the main thing. Not saying everybody needs to be an entrepreneur, but you can always make a little, like, you know, side hustle doing something that you love. And it's always a way, especially nowadays with everything going on. Five, red flags are red flags, boom. And they red. And as much as it might look pink, and pink my favorite color, so sometimes I be trying to choose it, is red. It is not going to turn green. You have to walk away early. And there's so much power in walking away early, whether it's a job, a business, a friendship, a situationship. You being able to walk away early and not put yourself through anything that you don't need to go through, that's key. Six, make peace with not knowing why things happened the way they did. And closure is a scam, honestly. I don't know who told us that, like, we needed closure to move on. I think, honestly, like, you will never really fully get the real answers. And even when you do, actions are so much louder than words could ever be. So it's so important to make sure that, you know, you're making peace with not knowing why things happen and just making peace with what it is now and how the future is now. Number seven is people respect you more when you're real. All that lying shit gotta go. I ain't gonna lie. All that lying shit gots to go. People literally, like, this is a key, this is a hint, and multiple people have told me this. I've done this and I've always gotten good results. And it's if you stop lying, people can choose what they want to do and what they don't want to do. And if they choose to still kind of want to mess with you, and then they decide, hey, this is not something that I want to do, you'll be able to easily make a decision because that's not where they want to be, boo. And it's easy for you not to lie, and for just stop the lying. Number eight, you can change your mind anytime. And you can change your mind, you can change your mindset at any time. You are in complete control of your own emotions and your feelings, and the ball is in your court, babe. And I used to hate when, like, people be like, Ayana, the ball's in your court, what you want to do? What the fuck? I hated making decisions. Like, I just wanted someone to make a decision for me. But in reality, like, that decision would never fully be what I might want it to be. So let that ball be in your court. Change your mind and change your mindset anytime. This is your world, boo. We all just living in it. And number nine, invest into your looks. I don't know, like, this was one thing that I tried to hold on to heavy in 2025, and I did good. I fell off a little bit, I ain't gonna lie, but I'm back. What Glenda do? I'm back better than ever. And if y'all can't see me because y'all listening to this on audio, because I know some of y'all do, please go watch this on YouTube. Come look at my hair, y'all. It's blonde. I look like Goldilocks. Like, am I selling y'all brown roots? Like, it's giving gold accessories. Like, come check us out on YouTube. Anyways, give us a follow, Lily Her Podcast, same thing. Thank you. But anyways, back to the list. Invest into your looks. When you look good, you feel good. And even if you don't feel good, you still look good. So you're obviously always going to feel good. You the girls know what I'm talking about. And even for the guys, like, I always move different and move as my higher self when I have my hair done. Let's keep our hair done in 2026, ladies and gentlemen. 10, trust God's timing. You know, it always makes sense. There's never been a time where he didn't fail me. Even right now, I feel like everything's just going like, ooh. And I don't even know where things are going. But I feel like, you know, sometimes, I'm not gonna say like this, but sometimes you just don't never know. I'm just on a wave. I'm just riding it out. I'm letting old skin shed, letting old people go. But I'm living my life. And that's something y'all should do as well. But we're not gonna question it. We're gonna trust it. We know things happen for a reason, and when things get like this, it's because better is happening, especially in Sagittarius season. Okay. Now 11 is create a routine and follow through. That's the biggest way to trust yourself. That's how you literally build self-trust, is because the more you like trust yourself to make decisions like that and say, oh yeah, I'm gonna go to the gym, and you actually do it even though you don't want to do it, you're building trust. And the next time you do something, you'll be more likely to do it because you trust yourself to do it because you did it last time. T, you get it? I just dropped the gym. Hold on to that. Make yourself a routine. 12 is you're allowed to outgrow people you still care about. You can still love them, but that doesn't mean that they're always needing to be in your life. Sometimes you just gotta figure out how to deal with people. And 13 is don't let people dim your light. Adjust how you like deal with them. If you are a good person, just like me, when you have a light about you, it's really easy for people to mishandle that. That could also very much turn into you wanting to like not give every part of yourself, or you just feel like people don't deserve the best parts of you. So you try to cut out being nice, you change how you are. You should never change how you are. 14 is stay prayed up. If God knows you, the devil does too. So it's very important for you to play your gospel music and or whoever you believe in. But, you know, stay prayed up. Spiritual warfare is real. And just because you are doing your best, there's people out here that do not. They don't want you to win, boo. They don't want to see us win. But too bad. So sad. Like, you know, God works in mysterious ways. But even though I know that, I feel like, you know, we still have to do stay prayed up. Stay in your best higher self. 15. Question everything. You know, everything is not what it seems. Or whatever Selena Gomez said. You know, everything is not what it seems. Don't you come how you want it and your wildest dream. Okay, sorry. Anyways, yeah, like she said, though, everything is not what it seems. That goes down for the government, social media, people, you know, just always keep your eyes peeled and question everything. 16, invest these niggas' money into IRAs or savings accounts. Everybody talking about sprinkle, but we doing it the wrong way. And I just fear as if we're doing it wrong, ladies, or y'all doing it wrong. Let's go ahead and open that up, because I know in 2026, that's my goal. So y'all have to do it as well. 17 is health is wealth. You know, we are living in the good days right now. And if you ask any old person, they would say that they would love to come back to our age. So we are in the good days now. A lot of people that are retired wants to still work, no matter even if they are, like, you know, working every single weekend or every single day. So just understand that you are living the good days now. Enjoy them. Please, thank you very much for me, for LHP. We appreciate it. 18 is going to be travel and try new things. Expand your horizon. See what's out there. You never know what you might like to do. 19 is confidence is power. And the more you believe and you embody the person that you want to be, the person that you are, because, yeah, very much, other people will see that. And when you exclude confidence, it makes them believe it as well, because that's literally who you are. You're embodying it. And people have no choice but to like see that in you. So I just gave you that. So when you have that glow about you, they will see that glow about you too. And 20, surround yourself with people that are where you want to be or where you don't mind being, like, you know, people that are three steps ahead of you. Like Kiana said in the last episode, it's very important to do that. And for 21, last but not least, trust yourself enough to build the life that you want. Your mind and your tongue is very powerful. You're in control of your life, and you have to trust yourself to be able to build a life that you want, truthfully. Because even with a man, anybody else, you depend on somebody else. When all else fails, what else then? So as I'm stepping into 21, my golden year, I'm so grateful for where I am and where I'm going to be in the next couple of years. I'm happy that y'all are on this journey with me. If y'all watching this a couple years from now, Yana that's watching this a couple years from now, hope you get everything you want, boo. Hope y'all get everything y'all want. We have one more episode left until 2026. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And these are the things that I'm honoring and I'm choosing to carry with me and remember and protect and call in this year. So I want you guys to be intentional. I'm gonna be intentional as well. I will see you guys on the next one and have a good day on purpose. Thank you.